Hello, welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered,
the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit.
Hello.
You haven't hit record. Oh, you have.
Way.
Gives her one job, completes task.
Thank you.
We were just saying that if we had to pick a song as our like drag song, Sing for Your Life vibes.
Yeah.
Lisa said that she would pick Sophie Ellis Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor.
Yeah. Or I would pick the Hairspray song that I have already seen done, which feels like copyright.
That's
you know?
Fun. I think I'd pick like Jessica Simpson. Nothing but a t-shirt on. I can't remember what the words are.
It doesn't feel like
now
high
that
energy.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
It's not very high energy, but I think I could do something really sensual with like white fluffy pillows and clouds and a t-shirt.
Yeah, like kicking your legs on the bed and shit. Yeah. No.
It'd be cute.
I think I'd have to go like a musical theatre vibe, and I just thought that Sophie...
Watson is like so highly participating in this podcast.
She's like, I would do How Much Was I Talking in the Window? Stop it. Watto, piss off, please. Go. I haven't slept in 84 days. And I have to wake up at 5:20 something tomorrow. But that's fine.
Everything's good. In bad news, I didn't get the Wordle today.
Oh, no.
It's been a 58-day streak for me.
Wow.
I've not got it wrong or missed it once.
Oh, that's so, yeah, it's the missing. I forget some days.
I never forget. It's the first thing I do in the morning when I wake up. And I was so, I mean, I can tell you all my guesses because I was so sure I was going to get it. My first guess, maker. The word was watch for anyone playing along at home in case you missed it on Friday. First guess, maker got the A right. Second guess, hatch got A-T-C-H. I was like, fuck yeah, bitches. I'm going to get it in three.
Yeah.
Batch. Match. Patch. Latch. She's out. Six strikes, you're out. All I needed was watch, but I wasn't thinking otch, was I? I was thinking atch.
You've got to know that A can make a and a.
It's my own fault.
Yeah, and do you know what? It's not your fault. It's actually the Victorian government's, because if you had better, like, phonemic awareness, you would have got that.
I try so. Every day that I play Wordle, I think of you, and I think, what sound groupings can I make to create this word?
Yeah. It was a hard one this time, because obviously there was only one vowel and then, like, the big, like, consonant cluster. So it was with the thing.
But I got it so quickly.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, my issue, my issue was not that. Once I got the arch or the arch, I was fine.
Yeah.
And it is confusing, though, because crotch, you know, that's with an O. You don't spell that like cratch.
You don't.
You just don't.
In good news, I had a dentist appointment today, the one that I was meant to get on the same day as your wedding.
Yep.
Was sure. I mean, it's been since 2019, and I know that that's shock, horror, disgusting.
Oh, yuck.
Sorry. It's been locked down, and you can't get into a dentist. They're so hard to get into.
Oh, mine sends me postcards, like, every day.
Anyway, I booked in. I was like, now's going to be the time. It's going to be my first filling. I'm going to find out some really horrible news. I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, going on 30 years, not one filling.
Fuck you.
Raise the roof.
I've got
best brusher in town.
Yeah.
She was like, teeth are perfect. Not one cavity. Gums? So healthy. I was like, I'm a picture of dental health.
Do you floss?
Not frequently enough to be deserving of this title.
Okay. That's rude. Apparently I have too much saliva in my mouth and it used to decay my teeth as a child. So lots of fillings as a kid. And I think then they got better as an adult.
You got drier.
Yeah. Or like my teeth, they sealed them over or something. But how about that? Too much saliva.
Yeah. In other good news, this is just a life update from Alex. I got three packages from Sally Hansen today. In three separate mailers, delivered at three separate times.
Like, why are they using so many random couriers?
And why couldn't they put them all in one bag?
Yeah.
And the first lot came broken, which is, like, a travesty for all involved, because my house smelled like nail polish. It was the good colour that shattered. And then
was Adrian like, something smells?
I feel no, like it's he didn't notice. I walked in and I was like, dude, something stinks.
Yeah. Interesting, because, like, I feel like there's something unanimous about dads. You know, the second that there's a waft of nail polish or nail polish remover. And no, he's not, so it's coming for him in time.
Oh.
They're like, can you do that outside?
Yes, you know? So like, true.
Oh, my God. I've removed one fingernail.
All I've done is open the cap.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's your week been?
Nuts. Absolutely nuts. Did, like, wedding Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday last week, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week. And then yesterday was my good friend Felicity's wedding, which was the best. So did her makeup, did everyone else's makeup, and then ducked home and went.
Yep.
And then got a little bit drunk. And then had to live today, which was very, very difficult. Champagne drunk hurts me a lot.
Gives me like, it hurts everyone a lot.
I know. I'm so acidic. Like, so acidic.
But no one does hangovers on champagne well.
I will say, so I had a elixir of life, which is what we call the 50-50 coconut water orange juice in this house. I had one of those in the morning before I went to Felicity's. And then I had one before bed. And then we had one this morning. And, like, it really, really, really helped. I didn't have a headache. And I wasn't that nauseous. But I did have to wait until 12:30 to brush my teeth.
Because the gag.
The gag.
It gets me so badly. Adrian laughs so hard.
I was like, my mouth is foul. But I will vomit. Like, yeah. I still at 12:30, I was like, I had to wash them because I had a bride coming to wear makeup. And I was like,
She rocks up. You've got tears and red eyes running down your face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, I'm good. I'm really tired. I'm getting puppies tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm waking up at 5. I haven't slept and I'm getting puppies tomorrow. And Brenton's actually away for the long weekend, so I've got no one to help
me. That's good. Oh, that's not good. But it's good that he's away.
Yeah, but it's like,
this is like your first time apart since you got married. You must feel relieved.
No, so do you know what? I think the only reason I'm tired today is because I finally realized that I've been busy, because everyone's like to Brenton at the wedding, like, oh, have things changed since you got married? He's like, oh, I haven't seen her. This bitch has been hustling. And I was like, oh, yeah, I haven't. And now that I've acknowledged it, now I'm like,
wow. Now you're tired.
But when I hadn't acknowledged it, I was fine.
Yeah.
It's all in the, it's a mental game, isn't it?
It is.
Anyway, after Sunday, do you know what? I'll probably get sick. Monday, I'll probably wake up horrendously ill and I'll be like, a day off, woo!
You're going to catch this cold that I've got.
Yeah, everyone around me is sick. And also apparently there's COVID wave 2.0 coming. So.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Any other updates for the listeners before we move into beauty news?
No.
No, great. Let's move right in.
Okay.
That's the tea on that.
First up in beauty news this week, the end of an era. Makeup Geek has closed down.
Absolutely wild.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Makeup Geek said that because of COVID, it had a really large impact on the company and their sourcing and distribution.
Mm-hmm.
And they've said as a decision, they are heartbroken and they are closing Makeup Geek at the end of April. And that's the end of Makeup Geek. Apparently, then they also had so many orders, such an influx of orders.
Oh, probably fucking, they'll come back now next week.
They probably could. I wouldn't be surprised if it was like a, let's just see if we've got one last push to see if we can keep things going. People do the tactical, we're shutting down, Ishka, since 2010.
Sean Farnham.
Things that have pretended to shut but haven't.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, give them 5 months and bloody Smashbox will come out with a random
makeup geek at
Smashbox.
Classic Smashbox. Yeah,
classic Smashbox.
It's the weird. Lisa, the foster parent of weird all flex. Of
yeah.
the makeup brands.
Oh, it's a bit not useful. I was going to say I should ask the listeners what to call the other dog, but it'll be too late.
They'll be named.
Too late.
Next up in beauty news, you wanted to tell us about the Cult Beauty box for International Women's Day?
Yes. Cult Beauty for International Women's Day had a female founders box.
Really?
Yeah.
And speaking of International Women's Day as well, Mecca announced their partnership with the NGV for female artists or empowering female artists.
I thought they always did that.
They did always do it, which is why I'm confused.
Yeah.
They're just making a big PR moment out of it. Maybe it didn't get enough at Christmas time every year.
Female founders box is here.
Yep.
The Female Founders USA edition. It has Whey, Briogeo, Glow Recipe, Supergoop, Summer Fridays, Tower 28, and Then I Met You, which I've never heard of in my life.
I'm going to say something semi-controversial in that, come to think of it, like most beauty brands these days that I know that are being started are female founders. I'm sure they've got male financial partners, but a lot of them are founded by females these days. I mean, good. And so we should champion them on International Women's Day.
Yeah. I guess it's because indie beauty is having a big thing at the
huge
moment.
Huge moment.
And
yeah.
Women can
this
only do it when they're indie.
This dog is forcing pats by rolling on my hand. Like, literally.
She's a lot. She's had some sheer neglect.
Clearly.
She's like, I only get walked for 30 minutes a day these days.
And also in beauty news this week, Auric has announced a new product.
Yeah, I'm conflicted. Go ahead.
It's the Plush Ritual Ceramide Lip Treatment. She just stuck her nose in my room and it tickled. It's a luxurious lip treatment that delivers intense moisture night or day. So it comes in the limited edition Auric packaging from Christmas, I'm pretty sure this nude one was. Or have I made that up? Was it white at Christmas?
I reckon you've made that up. I don't know.
I'll get fucked. I have not.
Well, then don't suggest that you did.
Look, Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, it was white.
Yeah.
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 So it's the...
It's a different component.
It's the eye... Same component, different colour.
Colour.
Yeah. It's the Smoke Reflect packaging, which has got like the little clippy open-y bit on top. And inside that is a like tadpole-shaped jade application tool.
Yeah.
Like a lip application wand kind of thing, but it's made from jade stone.
Yeah, a tiny stone sperm.
Yes, and then it's got the mirror in the top and then the bottom part is the lip treatment. So, like, ingenious use of reusing the same packaging over and over again, which I imagine is quite, A, affordable for her to do because she's not recasting new, like, packaging, but also it's very on brand.
Yeah.
I am... interested that this is the next product that's come out, but I would say that it's paving the way for cream blushes, also in the same component.
What's going to be in the top for that, though?
Or maybe she'll just put a lid on the cream blushes and be done with it.
God, yeah.
I do like that they've got it's got a blush-coloured, like, tint to it.
Yeah.
Or like a nude.
I just think it's, like, a bit boring. Like,
oh,
I just...
it's so boring, but it's Samantha.
Yeah, but lip balm. Yeah, I guess she likes lip balms, right? But
she loves lip balms. And she says it's so much more than a lip balm.
Yeah, but I'm sick of it. Like, I've got my Bite Beauty lip mask and I don't need... Oh, sorry. And my...
Laneige
sleeping lip mask. Like, oh my God, I know that none of the consonants that I've said have actually been the correct ones. I think I just said lick mask.
All of your words are running into one word.
I don't need anything else. Like, I'm sick of people bringing things out in categories that we have everything we need.
I do also find it interesting that will she provide a refill for this? Like, will she be sending out the future lip product with the, like, it's sealed on top so that you can just stick it under the little jade spatula lid? Will she send out a lid in future that doesn't have the jade spatula in it if you don't want it? Because this seems like... I know that Laneige sends out their tiny little plastic lip wands with all of the sleeping lip masks.
Do they?
Yeah, they all have wands in the box. Yeah, do you want to open them? You don't have the boxes, you throw them out.
Yeah, probably in with like the little spatula in it.
They come with this tiny, cute little plastic envelope, and in the tiny plastic envelope is a tiny plastic spatula with like a little lip-shaped cup on the top of it. Sad times for you that you don't own 5 of them, because I do.
Wow. I must throw a lot of shit away.
Anyway, she said that the stone supplier has been, like, ethically sourced. But again, lots of things.
I mean, yeah, perhaps I would just not go into the effort of ethically sourcing stone and not put a stone in a lip balm.
I wonder how much it's going to jack up the cost of, like, shipping the product, which is already expensive because it's already very weighty. Mm. I mean, I'm fully here for it. I'm probably going to buy it, except that it's probably going to cost me the same cost in buying the product as it will in shipping the product.
Yeah.
Which is not ideal.
Also, I know that she has done that because it's very her, because she always has acrylic nails on and she can't, like, get things out of products.
Totally.
So I mean, that's not a problem I face. So neither. I'm, like, a bit like, but I guess... like, genuinely, if your long, tacky nails are a hindrance to this world.
Shots fired at anyone with fake nails, but
I think if your nails are so long that you can't function, it could maybe be classed as tacky.
Okay.
Do you think?
You're going to get hate.
If your nails are so long that you physically can't put a lip balm on without an application tool.
Yeah. I mean, lots of people do prefer to use lip balms with wands.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I get it for, like, hygiene reasons, but just the fact that if your finger is so far from your actual finger pad that you cannot access things in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's maybe not something I would deem.
It's on you, not on
lovely.
Me.
Yeah. You know. Okay. That's fine. But yeah, that must be a hard way to get around the world. What else do you think would be tricky?
Wiping your butt. Picking your nose. Extraordinarily difficult. You couldn't even use a tissue.
Or would it be, like, very, very, very easy? Ow. Like, you could pick your nose from anywhere.
Picking the goop out of the corner of your eye.
Yeah, it would be sharp.
Picking food out of your teeth. Picking anything with your fingers.
I just think typing would be so absolutely exhausting because it's not
Now they get used to it and then they go like...
I don't know.
What kind of sorcery is this?
I have a beauty breakdown.
Go.
A dear listener asked us, what's the difference between face shaving and dermaplaning? And how do I do it? And do you guys do it?
Okay.
And the answer to part of that question is, yes, I do shave my face. And so that's why I'm here, the qualified person to talk to you about face shaving. Mm-hmm. Lisa, do you shave your face?
I don't.
Nowhere? She doesn't shave anything. She doesn't... She's nothing to shave. Rude.
Well, I actually shaved my legs 2 days ago.
I would argue that you're rude for not having enough body hair to shave.
No, only because I've had my whole body lasered. No, I have that type of hair that's quite fine but quite dark. And so I have the fear of, like, I could definitely make myself have a lady beard if I started and went too far, you know?
I don't think that's possible, but...
You should see my, like, my legs before I got a bunch of laser. They I know, but just you... that, like, you. I would shave them, and on the second stroke of the razor, the first stroke would be stubbly.
You, that's the first myth of face shaving. Your face hair's not going to grow back darker. The only way...
But why would it not? Okay. I know, yeah.
The only way it wouldn't is, like, obviously, if you've had face hair on your face for your whole entire life, like, any form of hair, it will get slightly bleached in the sun because it's been hanging out for a long time.
Yeah.
But unless you have inherently darker hairs that are going to grow back darker at the root, they will still lighten up by the time they get long enough again.
Tell that to my neck hairs that have, like, 3 black neck hairs.
That's because they were always black.
Yeah. So if I, for example, if I shaved my weird turkey neck patch, I wonder if it would start to come back all stubble.
No, you'd be fine. Okay, so, all right, let's start from the beginning. Okay, first of all, why would you shave your face? Well, we've just talked about it, peach fuzz.
Why do you not want peach fuzz?
Because it helps to provide a smoother makeup application.
Okay.
And not get, like, that powder beard that some people get when they put powder on their face because they have a lot of peach fuzz. We all know it.
Yeah.
It helps to remove dead skin. Which, I mean, so does AHAs, so, like, you don't need it for that.
So and a cloth.
It can also provide, like, deeper exfoliation because you're kind of, like, sloughing away. Sloughing?
Sloughing. Sloughing!
Is that the word? It's like sloth, but sloth.
Sloth.
It's a dumb word. I take it back.
Sloth like cough.
Sloth. Oh, sloth. What a gross word.
Sloth. Sloth. Like cough. Yeah, sloth.
So, like, you've taken the hair off your face, you've taken a little bit of the top layer of skin, and then if you're going to apply an AHA serum, it's probably going to penetrate, or BHA, penetrate a little bit deeper. Don't do it straight away.
Feeling ha.
Correct. The next thing I want to say in the difference between face shaving and dermaplaning is that face shaving is a spectrum. You can shave your face with a razor that you use for your legs. Wouldn't recommend it unless it's a fresh head. You can shave your face with those, like, one blade eyebrow, like, tools. That is closer to dermaplaning, which is the other end of the spectrum. And that's, they literally use, like, a scalpel to, like, shave at the face in a clinic. And it is not something that you can do yourself at home. It's like getting a, what do they call the barbershop, razor
blades. It's like the thing that you score your bread with.
So dermaplaning itself is like the removal in the salon where they have the blade and they take off your dead skin and your hair and your peach and your peach fuzz if you've got like actual hair and peach fuzz. And dermaplaning, like microneedling, can be good for scars or can be used for anti-aging, they say, because I guess you're causing that like micro damage to the skin and then it's going to repair itself. Shaving is like what you can do at home using a razor or a defuzzer or an eyebrow shaver or like an actual razor. So that's the difference. So how does one shave their face at home?
Where do you know where to stop? Because I've just seen too many girls.
I don't stop.
No.
I do the whole
thing. Don't stop till you get enough.
Don't stop till you get it off.
Wow. No, because... I've really seen that many poor girls who perhaps have quite a hairy face and maybe they shave off their sideburns and then maybe they look worse than they could have ever looked before.
Yeah, okay.
The weird stubble.
I don't condone taking off the sideburn.
No.
If you want to take off your sideburn, I would recommend laser for that.
Yeah, thin it out.
Yeah.
Thin it nice and like...
Than a nice and lack.
definitely don't leave them stubby.
Because I've seen people that do just like go boop and just like flick off their little sideburns. But I like them and I think that they provide some modesty. They're like a little landing strip on your vajuts. Like keep the... What are they called?
Tragus.
No, keep the sideburn as a little like curtain.
Yeah, for the tragus.
It's a curtain for the tragus. And it's a curtain for the fact that, like, I've shaved my face, but look, there's still hair, so I could naturally be this smooth.
Yes, I am mere human. Yes. This is a tiny... Yeah, is that what the landing strip is? Like, oh, it just grows this way.
Yes, I am mere sculpted human.
I'm not a baby because I have some hair.
Yeah, that's what it's for, I think. Male gaze.
To separate oneself from a bebe.
I knew you were going to go there with that. Has to be the bebe.
I've been thinking that I might get a tattoo that says, "Ew, David!"
It's the only one I'd condone.
Yeah, thank you. On my ass cheek. Which is the only place I would get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Because I like to have the illusion that I'm too elite to tamper with my body, but then I think I'm just going to plaster my butt. I also might get, in this game, fire represents your life, or the tribe has spoken.
Yeah, that would be good options as well. But in this game, fire represents your life is probably like two butt cheeks worth. It's quite a lot.
Why don't just start some squats?
Okay, sorry, we're getting off track. Okay, how does one shave their face? Great question. I'm so glad you asked, Lisa. Yeah.
Where do I stop?
So... have a shower first, or like steam your face using a face washer. Like give it a good like warm wash so that your pores are a bit open and your hairs are a bit soft. Mm-hmm. Then I would take a serum, probably, if you've got dry skin or if you're someone who has a bit of a red, flushy, dry, itchy, irritated face situation. I would use a hyaluronic acid serum first. And then wait till that has dried so you don't get that pull. Pull your face a little bit tight. Hold your razor in the angle in which your hair is growing, and on your face, it's mostly down. So you're going to be brushing the razor down your face towards your chin, ear to chin, on an angle, about like 30 degrees, not very
following
high.
Following the contour of the face.
Following the contour of the face. Exactly. Thank you, Lisa. Don't use an AHA after it, and shave in little strokes, like like what you see them doing with like a barber razor when they're doing like someone's beard.
Yeah.
They're not going in big long
it's
strokes.
It's a TT, not a tartar.
It's a ticket,
it's a ticket, 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 ticket.
Maybe a bit quick with a single blade, bit quick. Slow it down.
That's Edward Scissorhands.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So yes, I think that's it. When not to do it, don't do it if you've got active breakouts. Don't do it over pimples or skin that is like gonna bleed. Bad idea. You'll find when you get going and the peach fuzz starts getting removed that it's going to clump off in little balls that are very satisfying to look at. But you'll need to make sure that you, like, pick them off the razor head, especially if you're using a single blade, because otherwise you're just, like, clogging that shit up.
Mm.
Yeah. And I would be very careful around the nose area and around your eyebrow area because, like, one slip, those eyebrows are gone.
Holy shit.
You can't get them back.
I think I have a real issue with the, like, the... physical motion of I wouldn't be able to shave. Well, I don't need to shave my face, but I think I would really struggle because it's just something I've only seen done to like remove a beard, and I think that I would find it really like, what am I doing? Do you know what I mean? Like, it would be like how Brenton would be like, well, yeah, I probably wouldn't put a face of makeup on because it's only something I've seen ladies do. Like,
yeah,
it's just like, yeah, it's weird.
Well,
I know it's a thing.
I do it.
I just have no qualms about my face hair.
You know, you don't have very much. I have quite a lot of face hair around my, like, ear, chin, jaw location.
Mm.
And then while I'm at it, I'm like, well, you can't really stop. But, like, what am I going to do? Leave my tiny blonde moustache hairs when I've shaved off the rest of my face? No, they're going too.
Oh, I absolutely thing's going. Could know. If I did my moustache, it would grow back brown. I know. I just know those hairs. I just know they do me dirty. But I wonder if I should buy the little eyebrow one and just do my little turkey neck. Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, absolutely you should.
Because sometimes, you know, the sunlight gets the better of me. And Alex says, good God, best do that before your wedding. And I said, mean, but thank you. I appreciate it.
My job. Okay. And as you were saying before, no, the hair does not grow back darker. Well, it doesn't for me and most people that I see who shave their face.
Mm-hmm.
But what does happen is like after you have shaved your face, like when you shave your legs, they grow back a little bit prickly at first because it's that like fresh, just cut blunt. The top of the hair, blunt, situation. It lasts like a couple of days, and because they're so small and thin, you don't really feel it, and then they just go soft and fluffy again like after 2 days. So just make sure that if you're like hooking up with anyone new that you're not like in that fresh stubble phase, because they might be like, you're a little like a cat's tongue.
Oh yeah,
just a little rough. And anyway, that's how you shave your face. If you want tips, DM me. I'll help you.
Great.
Lisa won't.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Absolutely not.
Dang, these products are so good. What's the deal?
What's your product of the week?
Ooh, my product this week, I've been thinking about talking about this for a long time. It's the Mecca facial cleansing oil. And the reason it's my
product... Did you get that as a birthday gift in
December? I did. And it's been such a good birthday gift. Firstly, because it was free, so I don't mind doing 10 pumps of it in my hands to really slough off my
I quadruple cleanse now because it's free.
Yeah, literally. And it doesn't burn my eyes and it doesn't make my skin irritated, even though it's nicely scented. And it melts your makeup nicely and it's nice. So that's my product fave this week.
It doesn't happen to be nice, does it?
It is nice.
Oh, wow.
Did you catch that?
Yeah, okay.
Nice. What's your beauty fave this week?
Mine is the Cinema Secrets brush cleaner.
Ah, the one that didn't arrive but did arrive.
Yeah.
Adore Beauty.
Yeah.
Done you dirty. You know what shouldn't be your product fave this week?
Petrol Char brow gel.
I've got so an anti-fave. Many crusties in your eyebrows.
Thank you. Yeah, okay.
Particularly your right one.
Oh, my gout.
Like, it looks kind of like snot brow. I don't mean to be mean. I've been so mean to you today.
What is up? It's fine. I deserve it. I absolutely do. Cinema Secrets. It is very, very effective at cleaning and sanitizing, and that is all I have done. And, like, I prefer to do a deep clean of brushes.
Yeah.
But, for example, yesterday I did 5 faces and then went to the wedding and didn't get home until midnight, so I couldn't do a deep clean overnight, so I got to wake up the next day and have the sweet smell of alcohol in my hungover brain.
Oh!
I cleansed my brushes in my bed. But it's just so handy to have a brush cleaner, and you can buy it in massive sizes. So I bought a small size and a big size. I carry the small one with me. I can top up with the big size. It's just great.
Yeah. I used the MAC brush cleaner. I
used to love that for ages. But that goes a little bit like foamy.
Oh.
Has like a very, very, very slight lather to that one, whereas the Cinema Secret one is just
clean.
It's just like so alcohol-y. It's just like zaps dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd realized that I'd been using all of my eyeshadow brushes with the Revlon too soon after it was still wet. And then all of them became gloopy on top. And then I was like, oh, you all need a clean, but I'm definitely not washing you.
Yeah. I do find as well sometimes, even with like the Beauty Blender cleanser and like a really good lather and stuff, some really dense foundation brushes can still get product build up like in the middle. And I find with an alcohol-based cleanser that kind of like draws it out sometimes. So sometimes I will sanitize the brushes like after they've had a deep clean and you get more product out of it. And obviously it's like just brand new and clean and great.
Yeah.
And I use it to wipe down the handles and stuff as well.
Yes, it is convenient for that. And your bench or whatever.
Yeah, because I always like I decant using the end of my brushes. So then I really need to clean like the end of most of my brushes so that they're clean. Otherwise you're decanting with a filthy, dirty brush.
Yes.
Anyway, anti-fave goes to the Patrick Tarr brow gel.
Which I'm devastated about because it's going to be my fave this week.
It's fine. Because it has been a fave. It was a fave. And I'm thinking, I used it for my wedding, which was Jan 28. And it wasn't like super new then, right? It must have been like, I would have got it in December, I reckon.
Yeah.
And so it's now March. And if I have to buy a new brow gel every three months, I'm willing, even though there's plenty left in it. But it is absolutely flaking through my brows. And I just think the issue is the lack of warning.
Yeah.
It's like one day I was okay, and then the next day I was like, what? But I think there might be an indicator. I think the actual brow gel itself goes quite stringy. Stretchy,
yeah. But and mine's then, been stretchy right out the gate. Maybe it's
really
the weather.
It's not like a... Well, it can't be a batch issue because it didn't used to flake. Anyway, it's terrible. I look like I've got dandruff. And I actually just
ordered... Well, it's not like you've got dandruff because it's not like the Refi, which is way more dandruffy and white than this. This, like, kind of looks like you've been in the snow and you've got snowflakes on the tips of your brows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really what I was going for.
No.
So, yeah, it's not ideal. I bought it for my kit.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, that's too unreliable because with kit products, you don't know. You don't have the same time frame because it's not used like on a daily basis.
I think you know instantly with it though. You know when you're applying it that you're like, that bit's going to get chunky.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to take the one that I bought from my kit and just evaluate because like, I don't know.
I bought it in the last couple of weeks. Loved it. Tried it, gave it to Eliza to use when we were staying in Mornington together. I was like, you just need to use this on your brows. Mm. She's like, will it replace my soap? I was like, yes, it will replace your soap. Mm. She used it, went to work. She said, I got so many compliments on my eyebrows today. Everyone thought I had them done. So then I bought it for her because I'm an angel. Lovely. And yes, it just arrived. Mind you, both of us got it from Sephora within only a couple of days. So A plus for shipping, D minus for the size of the box.
Always.
No, not always. I've often got those tiny, compact little Sephora boxes.
Okay.
Both Eliza and I got ginormous, like that you could fit shoes in them.
And Liv did too, because Liv bought it when we said that we were ordering it too, and she got a big box. So the warehouse must be out of small boxes or something. Send it by a carrier pigeon or something.
Put it in a postal bag.
Yeah.
I don't care if the packaging gets damaged, but people would. I know.
Do. People absolutely do.
But I would pick to get it in a postal bag rather than get that. Mm. Yeah.
Actually, it's not a helmet. It's a hairnet. It has extra room so you don't mess up your hairdo.
What's your non-beauty fave this week?
My non-beauty fave is Survivor.
Of course it is.
We just watched it. It's back. I really like having... Oh, this is going to sound bleak and depressing, but I'm going to say it anyway. I really like having something to look forward to in my week.
Oh, good. Not the podcast with me on Thursdays, are?
Well, no. I love Survivor so much.
Yeah.
I love it so much. And when Euphoria was really that thing for me, you know, it was like how I knew what day of the week it was. Yeah. And so I think I like that about Survivor.
That's good.
Yeah.
Mine's also a TV show. It's what Love is Blind.
Okay.
I have a few comments to make.
Okay.
I won't put in any spoilers, but I felt there wasn't enough character development in the pods. It was like 1.5 episodes of them actually like getting to know the person. Oh. We didn't see enough of the story and the love.
Mm. I think that's all I want. And I never like it once.
Same. And I want like the failed relationships as well. Like there's a lot of people who we just literally never saw, but I want to see them try and people reject them. Like that's interesting to me.
Yeah.
And then we got a lot of honeymoon, and then we got a lot of meeting the family, and then we got a lot of are we getting married? Oh, we got married.
Oh yeah, no, I don't.
Or we didn't get married.
I don't
know
any of that.
Yeah, so the premise of the show is great for the first 30%, but then it like had caught me in, but I sort of skipped through it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you fart?
No, I did a really foul burp.
Okay, carry on. I have another soft non-beauty fave, which is the Hamish and Andy podcast is back, and that's been something I've been looking forward to. It's just. I laughed at they sang a song about this guy said he could recognize something that is gluten-free by sight alone. And
did he fail?
They sung, as they always do, the Let It Be song, to something like gluten-free.
Gluten-free.
Will it be gluten-free? And I just was... grinning from ear to ear in the car. Thinking,
I love
I
that.
I must look like a dickhead. But yeah. So yes, cheesy joy.
Fun fact, been referenced twice on
It's a claim to fame. Lisa twice. Was one of the dollar offers. You were technically an ad.
Yeah. I want my money. And then I was a whole radio segment once and they wrote a song.
They wrote a song about you?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot this.
When they were in the cafe... that was near Mecca and I was in it and someone was like, oh, I look so gross today. And in classic me fashion, I was like, oh, she's like, yeah, I just like feel like I look really gross today. And I was just like, oh. And Andy's like, but she just wouldn't say, no, you don't.
Because you fucking would say, yes, you do. You just didn't know her well enough.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, so yeah, they wrote a whole segment about that. So yeah, that is my claim to fame. Yeah, I'm excited to listen to that.
Mm.
I've got some driving to do this weekend. So
picking up puppies. And what's your snack this week?
Mine is getting Village Cinema Choc Chops Uber Eats to my house to make
so extra
TV feel special. The only downside is, like, there's so many other ice creams that don't contain gluten, so why do I want the one that has a glutinous shell?
And because then, you're Lisa.
Double downside is the fact that every time I eat my way down to the bottom thinking there's a chocolate.
Oh, there's not. Pour
at the bottom it's and there's not.
Not a drumstick, you fool.
Fuck this shit. Fuck this shit. Anyway, they're a piece of shit because the bottom's the worst. But other than that, great. Boysenberry is very good, so normally I would order mint. And I am aware that I'm incredibly out of breath. I'm so sorry. My body is not a wonderland right now.
I'm too excited about ice creams.
Boysenberry is marvelous. And you know what? I never really knew that it was just like the goo in the middle and then like vanilla. I kind of thought of it, you know, I kind of thought of it as a holistic flavor,
yeah.
But it's really just goo and vanilla.
Ah, that makes me think differently about it and that I would enjoy it more.
Yeah, because you can sort of cocktail to your needs. Mm, so, you know, you want a refreshing mouthful? Sure, just have some vanilla.
Mm.
Ooh, feeling tart. Straight for the middle.
Yes.
What's yours?
Mine's also an ice cream.
What is it?
So after I was here last week and you gave me one of those Dairy Milk ice creams.
They're like Dairy Milk Magnum vibe. Yep.
Yeah. In the middle of the week, I was having a bit of a period craving for sweets and I was like, I need sweets now.
Don't you hate that?
I need ice cream now.
Yep.
And so I was like, we're going to Jeffrey's, and we went to Jeffrey's and they didn't have them, which was almost devastating, but they did have the caramel ones.
Yeah, they're really good.
So I ate caramel ice creams this week and they're delicious.
Mm, very, very good.
Mm.
Very good. I've been having huge cravings this week for Jeffrey's caramel slice. Huge cravings. I didn't buy it when I went to Jeffrey's this week because I was like, no, you'd be good. There's gluten in those. And I probably just came home and ate a bloody piece of bread to compensate. Like,
or a choc
top. Or a choc top, yeah.
Eliza went to Jeffrey's for the first time this week.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, shit, this is a really good supermarket.
Oh, yeah. I drive all the way from home to there in my lunch break, dash around real fast so I can make it back home in time. It's worth it.
It's very worth it.
Very worth it. Anyway, thank you so much for listening.
Good ep.
Let's hope that this is a nice, easy edit.
We won't see you on Wednesday this week because we didn't trial anything together and you didn't tell us what to trial, so that's your fault.
I think people have told us. I think we've just ignored them and also we're lazy and also we're busy. Just give us a break, all right? Not that any of you haven't given us a break.
All we've done is force you to give us a break.
Also, we haven't posted a photo in 745 days.
Like, what are we doing? That's my fault. Oh, she's shaming me at the end of the podcast. I'm moving house. I haven't got anything set up.
Yeah.
I know, but everything's packed away.
Since what, November?
Yeah, like actually.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Because you know what? I haven't volunteered to help, so sort of my bad too.
We're failing.
We're failing a little bit, but that's fine. It's hard, right?
Do we need to stop podcasting?
No. You guys let us know.
Okay.
Somber endings.
Sorry about the existential crisis at the end.
It's fine. I'll just have some sleep and I'll be fine.
I'll move house and we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you then.
See you in May.
June. Preferred June.
June's
bye.
June's better. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.